Hundreds of Maoist fighters lined up at a camp at Chitwan, about 100 kilometers south of the capital Kathmandu, on Wednesday to place their weapons in metal containers under United Nations supervision. The fighters also are storing ammunition and explosives. The Maoist leaders will retain the keys to the containers, but UN monitors will guard the 7 sites where the weapons are to be stored. Former rebel combatants are being registered and will stay in 28 camps spread throughout the country. Their numbers are estimated to range from 12,000 to 35,000. Disarming the guerrillas and putting their weapons under UN supervision is a key step in a peace deal under which the Maoists have ended their 10-year insurgency and joined parliament. UN Secretary-General's personal representative in Nepal, Ian Martin, says it is unclear how long the process will take. But he says it has begun on an orderly note with strong support from many quarters.
Certainly, we've had excellent cooperation from the Maoist army in making these arrangements. We've had very good collaboration with the interim task force made up of Nepalese from the Indian and British armies, and we've had great support from the United Nations Development Programme, who've provided us with registration experts from Afghanistan to assist.
The agreement to disarm the former rebels was hammered out after months of painstaking negotiations. The rebel leadership does not want it to be interpreted as a surrender of weapons and insisted that its fighters would place the weapons themselves in containers for what has been termed safe storage. Journalists have not been allowed to observe the handover. After the rebel weapons are locked up, a large part of the Nepalese army also will be confined to their barracks and an equal number of its arms put under UN supervision. By next month, the rebels are expected to join an interim government, which will conduct elections later this year to choose an assembly to write a new constitution. The UN is likely to play a large role in the coming months as Nepal makes the shift to a permanent constitution and from a transitional government to an elected one. Last April, massive protests forced the unpopular King Gyanendra to give up absolute rule. A temporary multi-party government took power and negotiated the peace deal with the Maoists. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。